Thanks for joining us for Help at Home's Meaningful Moments podcast series. Today we're going to be talking about the company's innovative care delivery management program and how it is transforming the way personal care in the home is delivered. I'm Barry Bernson, and joined by Julie McCarter, President of Care Coordination by Help at Home. Julie, welcome back to the podcast. You'll remember we spoke a year ago on the program's goals. Great to have you back.
Thanks, Barry. Great to be back.
For more than 50 years now, half a century, Help at Home has provided care for vulnerable populations, helping them to age in place in their own homes as independently as possible. Most recently, the company's grown to become the leading national provider of high-quality, relationship-based in-home personal care. It's in 11 states, 190-plus locations. And Julie, as the leader of the program, remind us about the need and the goals that inspired this innovative service offering.
Sure. Thanks, Barry, for a great question. The vision and innovation behind care coordination really began with our orientation, our expertise, and just our presence in the home. Help at Home serves nearly 70,000 clients every day. We spent 70 million hours in homes in 2023. We're a trusted relationship and have a belief that we have a responsibility to really do more for our clients and our caregivers. Our population of clients are medically complex, they're vulnerable, they're often disconnected and underserved from the broader healthcare ecosystem. And we knew we could wrap a community and clinical care team around our caregiver and our client in order to address their needs and connect them into appropriate and effective care and impact quality and outcomes for our clients. So our vision with care coordination is to do just that, to connect home care to healthcare and focus on preventing avoidable events and services, closing gaps in care, reducing health disparities for our clients with these complex chronic conditions.
Julie, what does that look like in practice?
Yes, in practice. You know, our presence and familiarity in the home is a very unique vantage point. Our caregivers provide observations into condition changes, whether that is physical, behavioral, and environmental, and we augment those observations with care team assessments, enriching the insights with things like functional capacity and home safety assessments, depression and anxiety assessments, just as examples. So those observations and assessments flow into our proprietary clinical platform and enable our clinical support team to analyze and act. And really think about that team. It's made up of community health workers, nurses, social workers. They create care plans and coordinate early interventions, connecting those clients to needed social support services and medical and behavioral care.
We're speaking with Julie McCarter, President of Care Coordination by Help at Home. And Julie, since the program first launched as a pilot, I imagine you've seen a large amount of growth. Where does the program stand today?
Yes, 2023 was a transformational year in our journey to change the way in-home personal care is delivered. We are now live in 4 markets with our care coordination program, and we've expanded clients under program management from about 1,300 to more than 5,000. We've engaged 5,200 unique caregivers, up from 1,400 at the beginning of 2023. And as a result, we've collected 1 million data points on client conditions and needs that triggered 4,000 interventions, connecting them back to healthcare or social and community services. So we've, you know, really grown our conviction regarding the benefit to the client, the benefit to the caregiver, and the ability to create total cost of care improvement for our risk-bearing providers and partners.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. Reconnecting clients to care and necessary services seems like it creates a great value, not only for the client and the caregivers supporting them, but also for provider partners and payers. Speak to us, if you will, about what you see as the company invests more into this value-based care delivery model.
Exactly. Our opportunity is to take our time and expertise in the home and connect our clients to that broader healthcare ecosystem. And as you just pointed out, this is incredibly valuable to risk-bearing entities. We often think about the fact that we can go through multiple doors. That's sort of a metaphor we use, multiple doors, when thinking about the partners who need this capability. So those partners can be risk-bearing providers, MLTSS managed care entities, Medicare Advantage plans, and D-SNP plans. all of those kinds of partners find value in our ability to reach and engage this population, connect people back to care, close care gaps, decrease unnecessary utilization, and ultimately all find value in the ability to help people stay independent and in their homes for as long as possible. And what I really appreciate is the ability to serve that diverse group of partners. It really requires us to take our core model of care coordination and adapt it to their varying needs and areas of emphasis. So if you just consider that a risk-bearing provider, for example, a risk-bearing provider group needs us to engage people back into on-cadence care with them, whereas a payer partner really needs us to do more full gap closure on the population and activation of their programs and services to support the population. So we have very purposefully designed care coordination to adapt to meet different partner needs.
Julie, thank you. Join us for the next Meaningful Moments podcast as we continue our discussion on the first year of care coordination by Help at Home. For more on the program, visit helpathome.com/care-coordination. I'm Barry Bernson.